first is the salad, then the meat, then the vegetables. Wait, bring all my food at one time on the same plate. Dixieland, bebop, soul, rhythm and blues, cool school, swing, avant-garde, jazz, free jazz, rock. What kind of music you play? The good kind.
World Service Bulletin. Tune is going out to Marconi, to all corners of the globe. There ain't no hut in the Serengeti where my wavelengths do not probe. Right to Saturn, we sure hope a DJ is on board for some anti-gravity mixing with two dumb plates of Europa. Throw down! Straight down back in Bulawayo. Hey! Bulawayo! Body rich in Burundi. Quadra beaner in Armenia. We'll be right back.
Barbara Dojley, and welcome to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove every Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. right here on Le Tout Puissant WRIRLP 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio. Radio for the rest of us. And we are streaming worldwide on the web at www.wrir.org, so you can listen to us on the radio, listen to us on the internet, either way. Global Agogo has been underwritten since its inception by the University of Richmond's Modlin Center for the Arts. The Modlin Center presents University of Richmond Ensemble in Residence 8th Blackbird with a remix of its Grammy Award-winning CD, Strange Imaginary Animals. DJ Dennis DeSantis joins them on September 17th. For tickets or more details, please call 289-8980 or visit modlin.richmond.edu. And WRIR is underwritten in part by a generous contribution from Plan 9 Music. Plan 9 Music has a huge collection of new and used CDs, DVDs, and games, as well as an extensive selection of local and regional music, deep catalog selections, all the latest music, and a large assortment of both new and used titles on vinyl. Plan 9 is located in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street. More information about Plan 9 is on the web at www.plan9music.com. Plan 9 Music, what a record store should be. And new this week at Plan 9, a new record from Calexico, Carried to Dust. Also new music from Michael Franti and Spearhead, all rebel rockers. We just received that at the station ourselves. And the brand new record from Bioritmo, Bionico. And the folks from Bioritmo, Marlee Simmons and Ray Alvarez, are going to be in the studio with me here this afternoon. They're going to be going on the mic at about 5:30 or so. And so before that, we're going to play some music on the show. And I thought, with them being here, I thought it would be a great opportunity to play some salsa music from around the world. Salsa, one of the great musical forms of the United States of America. That's where it was actually invented or fused. And I'm sure we'll be talking about that in our interview later on. But what we're going to do is play some artists who have been influenced by that from all over the world, because it's now a worldwide popular style. And we're going to get started with a band that's called Africando, that features some of the best salsa singers from the continent of Africa. And here they've got a guest star with them, Madilu System, the late great Madilu System, for many years singer with Franco and his OK Jazz, who just passed away this past year. And we're going to listen to him singing a song that he made famous with Franco's orchestra, here done in a salsa version. This is called Mario, right here on Global Agogo.
Africando, ça c'est aimé Madilu System, Muto Monete, le fils spirituel de l'homme Makiadi Franco. Makambo na lembie e lelo bitumba lobi ko swara na lembie e na boiko baby sandoto na manza kana lembie e Salakoboma, biloko ya ndako na somba Mario na lembie Mario mo salako anga na ngai bipai ya kendeke ipare basi nyonso azwaka mo salako betela bango mapoko Mario na lembie Machine à mandefou, Miroko ya bato, Zongi sa, Ako beteng aransuwa e. Ako beteng aransuwa e. E paizuwa ya lokuta. E paizuwa ya biloko. Ako takinga na yango. Nika momo kemo salako boma. Biloko ya nako he asomba.
We'll be right back. terewul mudem andake ne defon ci mom ni mu mel tay terewul mudem andake ne kenen lenen fenen liko gana neex mom non lay dundé bëggul nobul yoromul bo yorotul mudem bala
You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM Radio, and we are radio for the rest of us. I'm David Noyes of Ambiance Congo. Every other Sunday, Fred Ambiso and I and live in your afternoon with 2 hours of great Congolese music, 2 hours of contemporary and classic cuts from Kinshasa, Brazzaville, Paris, and beyond. Join our international audience every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. for Ambiance Congo, only on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia, in the USA.
Cosa allá en el cerro y un canto hermoso para cantar, que ahí se merucos. dice todo el mundo, dice tú lo digo yo. Pues yo la vi bailando bubalú y huehuacón.
Colombia, that is King Bongo, another of the bands from the Diego Gale, Grupo Gale axis, and those guys really kick some serious butt. They play extremely fast, extremely hard, real salsa dura Colombia style. That's called La Comay from their album Academia del Baile, and that is recorded live, you could probably tell that. And before that, we heard from a band from Venezuela called Cadaver Exquisito. And we heard a song called Canción Mansa, some pretty sophisticated urbane music there. And we started off the set with the great band from, I say on the website, many countries. Basically, the singers from this band represent about a half a dozen different countries in Africa. So some of the best salsa singers in Africa, a lot of them familiar from their work in other projects. The band is called Africando. The musicians in the band from Africa and from the Americas as well. Their album Kitukuba from Stern's Records from 2006. We heard Mario as sung by the great Marilu System from the Democratic Republic of the Congo. And you're listening to Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. Radio for the rest of us. We are the Tower of Low Power. And if you would like to communicate with us, you can give us a call in the studio. Our phone number here is 804-649-9737. And WRIR would like to thank Exile for their continued underwriting support of this station. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring clothes, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new. They also sell Bluntstones and TUK footwear, Manic Panic and special effects hair color, and silver jewelry. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 358-3348. And you'll find plenty of programs, events, and activities at Virginia State Parks. Virginia's 34 parks have thousands of campsites, hundreds of cabins, more than 500 miles of trails, and convenient access to Virginia's major waterways. They offer beaches, picnic shelters, family lodges, meeting facilities, festivals, concerts, nature programs, cultural happenings. The list goes on and on. From Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, there's something for everyone. To see a complete listing of Virginia State Parks and learn what each has to offer, you can visit this website. You ready? Got your pen out? www.dcr.virginia.gov/state_parks. There you have it. And right now on Global Agogo, it's my absolute pleasure to have Marlise Simmons from the band Bioritmo in the studio with me. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Oh, good. And your level is very good there, so you're appropriately close to the mic. Thank you for doing that. Welcome to WRIR. Glad to have you here. And Marlise is going to be joined by Ray Alvarez shortly, and we're going to be talking about their brand new record, among many other things. The record is called Bionico, and it is just out on Locutor Records, which is their own owned record label, and we'll be talking a little bit about that as well. It's, like I said, brand new. We've been playing it here at the station for about 3 weeks, and it was our most played record, not this past week, but the week before, so it's getting a lot of airplay. You might have heard it already. You're definitely going to hear more of it if you stick with us here on this show. And so I love the new record.
Thanks.
I think you're best yet.
Okay. Yeah. We think so too. I know the band is definitely extremely excited about this record.
So why do you think it's your best?
Well, it's our best because I think everyone has come a long way to make this. You know, the sound has developed into what we feel most comfortable with, what we feel most at home with who we are. Our personality shows through, and we you know, it's salsa at its core, but it's also our own music and our musical influences that
I
are
think
showing
terrible.
That are showing through.
And Ray Alvarez has just joined us, just walked in the studio. Say hello to the folks.
Hola.
¿Cómo está?
Muy bien, gracias.
Good. And get a little closer to the mic there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
You mean kind of like
yeah,
this.
Exactly. Yeah, we want that intimate sound here. You guys as a band have had some different incarnations, you know, in your history. The sound that you guys have now, I mean, for people who haven't heard you lately, it's both classic, but it's also unique. And I guess one of the things Marlise and I were talking about before we went on the air is that unique is what's classic when it comes to salsa, because salsa
exactly.
is an invented art form, invented in the U.S. primarily.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when I think of one of the most unique salsa bands, would definitely be Apollo Sound, you know, and mm-hmm. there's a classic band. So to me, that, you know, salsa is just that, you know, the whole experimental thing. That's what the music was about. And the, you know, the bands that took that to the highest level are the ones that the most unique.
And I think, you know, people who are only casual listeners to that kind of music aren't aware that you know, like if you went to say Cuba and said, "Hey, play some salsa music," people would look at you like, "What are you talking about, man? I mean, that's not a Cuban style of music." You know, it's Cuban elements are
exactly.
an important part of it, but so is everything else that these guys were listening to, starting, you'd say sometime in the 1960s, essentially?
Yeah, definitely. 60s, yep.
Well, that one recording you have is, like, mid-50s of, what's his name? The trumpet player?
Never mind. Chocolate?
No.
Bobby Valentin?
No.
No, that's 60s.
Okay, give us more hints.
That's 60s.
And, I can't remember his name.
But, you know, so the guys, and it was a guys thing that started this kind of music. I mean, what were some of the things that they were listening to aside from the Cuban influence music that helped make the elements of salsa?
Everything that was going on, you know, especially dance music,
yeah.
You know. Jazz played a huge part, you know, the Brazilian stuff coming out of the 60s with the whole bossa nova thing and the samba thing. You know, Palo Sound made good use of that. You know, and anything that lends itself to that music, you know, being dance music. You know, I don't think there were any rules or any concerns of, like, what can't we mix, you know.
Yeah, yeah. The rules came later.
Yeah. Right, and that's where we
are. The rules came with the formula.
So. Yeah, that's where we are today. But, you know, soul music is a big input into it. In fact, African-American American popular music can be heard, you know, through the prism of salsa as well. And then,
sure.
Of course, you get all of these Latin music non-Cuban influences, like all of the Puerto Rican styles that you hear from all of these Puerto Rican musicians who ended up in New York City. And so anyway, all of that stuff comes together. And I think you guys are one of the few bands out there that are really trying to add new and different elements to salsa and not play it as classic music. That's one of the things I really like about the record.
Well, that's awesome, man. I mean, you know, we love, I forget what I was going to say. We love that point of every music, you know, the whole pioneering, you know,
mm-hmm.
That's why we love the 60s and 70s so much. And I don't think there's, you know, the influences that come in are just that, you know, from those kind of musics. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
I'm really hungover.
One of the things that you really hear on this record is the use of electronics.
Right on.
In a really different way than other salsa bands are doing it. Well, I mean, Marlies, you're responsible for a lot of that, right?
Yeah, me and the trumpet player, Bob Miller, who does a lot of the synth stuff on this album. And I think I did more, actually, the sound effects, particularly, like, all the weird little tiny things happening.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I mean, you could listen to stuff from the 60s, 70s and hear a little bit of that. Because, again, that was back in that decade, that was developing, too, more and more. I mean, you didn't hear it as much as you would hear it nowadays, but, you know, it was definitely something that you heard unique to different salsa albums.
Yeah, we were just talking about Eddie Palmieri off mic, and that's
right.
A good example of that. In fact, a lot of the stuff
do. Eddie Palmieri, and he was way into different keyboards, you know.
Yeah.
He used a lot of different electronic keyboards and synthesizers, too. I mean, his brother as well, you know.
Yeah, and that stuff that they both are on, that's some of my favorite.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think that's fabulous. Of course, you're a piano player, so, you know, more keyboards is better, probably, right?
Yeah, it's fun. You can get carried away, you know, but it's fun.
Hey, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, you know, a lot of the classic bands and stuff are, we've heard weird sounds here and there, or, you know, something gets left that was in the background in the studio recording or whatever. And
yeah.
I think we like to go crazy with that kind of stuff, you know, and hence a lot of noises and things.
Yeah. It's funny because some people aren't very accepting of that right now, of all the sounds that we've added to this album. I know in particular, you know, it's just too much for them, you know, like, well, the dancers aren't going to like that, you know, or, you know, we've gotten, oh, it's a great album.
There's too many changes.
Yeah,
or
there's too, well, rhythmically, yeah, there might be too many, just too many changes in that song. Or,
right, and people need to be able to keep the
beat. Well, you know,
so
it depends who you're playing for, I guess, you know, and that whole a lot of the salsa dancer audience, you know, that's true, what they need is for them to dance, I guess, but, you know, most people, though, are open to it and the groove is there, and they feel it, and then they dance no matter what.
Yeah, at the live shows, nobody has problems dancing.
Yeah.
So.
Exactly.
And so let's play a song here, but before we do that, I want to remind you, we're talking to Ray Alvarez, Marlies Simmons from Bioritmo, who are, you know, they wear two hats, really, as a band. They're one of the most popular local bands here in Richmond, but a lot of Richmonders don't know that they're a nationally, really internationally recognized band in the field of salsa. They travel all over the country and perform, and their recordings are, you know, this is the kind of record that people who are into salsa all over the country are going to be paying attention to now that it's coming out. The record is called Bionico. It is in stores now. It is at, for example, Plan 9 Music here in Richmond right now. It is available for purchase on your website.
Yes, it will be in a few days.
Okay.
Yippee.
Which is www.bioritmo.com.
Yes.
And it's going to be available as digital downloads.
Yeah, it'll be all over any digital download. I think the official release date for that is the 23rd of September. So okay. It's still a couple of weeks away.
And so let's play one of the songs that has clever use of electronics and clever use of American popular culture in general. This is called Bionic Boogaloo. And why don't you, one of you guys, explain how this song came about?
Well, basically, Marlies was just playing kind of a montuno, you know, just a riff, a rhythm on the piano. And I don't know why it came into my head, but yeah, I was an old big fan of $6 Million Man. I was like, man, that...
Who wasn't?
You know, that... Da-na-na-na, that would be awesome over top of this montuno.
And that was like 4 years ago. And we didn't even... We played it for a few months, and then we didn't play it again until a few days... You know,
it's one of those songs that kept coming up and going away, you know, over the course of many practices.
It wasn't and jams. Expected to be on this recording, and Toby and I put an arrangement together at the last minute and made it happen.
They made it happen.
I think this is one of the songs that's really going to stand out for people because it has all of these, you know, unique or sometimes people say weird factors.
Yeah,
to
and Justin did some great rhythm stuff on this.
Justin's using a really. One of the first analog drum machine sounds. And
excellent.
And that's a lot of what you hear on this album, and especially that song you're about to play. It really makes it awesome.
All right, let's listen to it. Bionic Boogaloo here from Bioritmo on Global Agogo. Check it out. All right, we have the technology.
That's right.
Bionic Boogaloo from Bioritmo and their brand new album, Bionico. And that theme was actually written by Oliver Nelson, you guys are telling me.
Yeah, the original.
One of the greatest contemporary mid-century jazz composers.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why it's a cool song.
Yeah, it's a very cool song.
And has been covered in lots of different ways by lots of different people. But
right,
everybody,
I'd like to hear some of this.
Everybody, of course, knows it as the theme to the $6 Million Man. Does it have an actual name by itself, or is it just the theme from the $6 Million Man?
I think that's what it is.
I just saw, when I looked it up, it was just theme from $6 Million.
Yeah, I heard, I've heard a Richard Groove Holmes version, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So on, like, organ.
And I should have bought the album. I didn't. I think it's even called, like, something million or something.
$6 Million.
Yeah, he's on there with this jacket, and he's got this module or something, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, that's how we figured out that it was written by Oliver Nelson.
I saw it over at Plan 9, and I should have bought it. I'm still kicking myself. Anyway.
Well, but you know, that's the thing about DJing, right? And Ray's going to get up here, and you brought some vinyl?
I bought some records.
So he's going to get up here and spin some stuff for you, because I get to do it, you know, every week, and so this will be a novelty. Somebody else gets to play some music on my show. That'll
awesome.
Be fun. But not yet, because we still have a lot of stuff to talk about, you know, when it comes to this record. And one of the things I wanted to ask you guys about is John Fausti. And for people who aren't salsa heads, this guy has produced about like 9 gazillion salsa records, okay?
Right.
And you guys brought him in to do a final mixdown of this record, is that right?
Yeah, he mixed and mastered it, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he didn't produce it. And in fact, you got...
No, Lance Kohler here at Minimum Wage did an awesome job recording it.
And I got to tell you, this record sounds so good. And,
yeah, he did a super great job, and for John Fausti to be like, man, this, you know, the guy did a great job. Everything's like nicely separated, blah blah blah.
Yeah, so let's say it again. Lance Kohler at Minimum Wage Studios, right here in Richmond. So your
band could
record there as well.
Yeah, and his band will be playing with us at the
No BS Brass Band
at the CD release party.
Yes, and so let's plug that right now while it's right on the tip of our tongue.
Cool.
Yes.
Capital Ale House. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Capital Ale House, September 20th.
Which is what day of the week?
Saturday night.
Yeah.
Starts off at 9 p.m. with Soul Power.
Soul Power.
Oh, great.
RBA, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that will be No BS, and then I'm sure Soul Power will spin a little more, and then we'll go on.
And you guys have a tour lined up to launch this record as well. You're playing. You have a record release date in New York too.
Yeah, the night before, on the 19th, in Brooklyn.
And then, how long are you going to be out on the road after that?
Well, then we have we're going to be doing a bunch of local shows, or regional shows, I guess, and then we're going to go on the road in mid-October up to. Kind of, I don't know what you call it, Chicago, Canada, New York again,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that.
We're going north.
Mm-hmm.
Going north, Canada.
Fly north.
Yeah, I see. You're playing at the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago.
Yeah,
that's
a
great venue.
Yeah. Yeah, we've hooked up. There's Chicago. We have some very cool people that we're friends work with out there. There's a DJ duo, and they're called Aguzate. And they we played a show out there before where they DJed our show, and it was just a total meeting of the minds, because they are totally into the same style of music, especially salsa, that we, you know, appreciate.
Yeah, they went to the same kind of aesthetic.
And, you know, we play so many shows with so many DJs that when we actually are paired with a DJ that we mm-hmm. enjoy, you know, we just lose it, you know.
Yeah.
And likewise, the DJ, we exchange a mutual just joy of meeting each other. And so they're helping. We're playing a show at Old Town School of Music, and then we're playing a show with Aguzate on the following Saturday, too.
Yeah, and they're online at aguzate.org.
Yeah.
Okay, great DJs. Have to check those guys out.
Yeah, you should.
So, but anyway, back to John Fausti.
John Fausti.
I'll tell you a quick story. When Marlise came by here a few weeks ago, dropped off the record, I took it home with me, and my wife and I were in the car. My wife does a radio show here too. You know her as P. Swan, and her show is called Can't Stop the Music. It's on Sunday night from 9 to 11 p.m.
Cool.
And I popped it into the CD player in the car, and you know, we listened for a minute, and she said, my God, it sounds exactly like a 1970s salsa record.
Wow.
The depth, the... because a lot of that material was recorded poorly, but the stuff that's recorded well, it really sounds great. And it's tough music to record, because you've got these huge bands, you know, with brass sections. You've got all these percussion instruments. And there's like a John Fausty sound, because you go back and you listen to where you go, oh, that's a really good sounding record. Oh, he produced it. Mm-hmm. So how did you hook up with him in the first place?
Well, it was Justin's idea, remember?
Yeah.
Justin said, why don't we send a copy to John Fausty? And this was not this album. This was an album that we did with Lance about 3 years ago.
This was the EP?
It wasn't even the EP. It's an album that we never released. It was live recording at Lance's. Live at Minimum Wage.
And I still want to release that.
Yeah, we never finished mixing it. But, yeah, we sent that to John, and he called us back and emailed us back. Oh, wow, this is great, yeah, let me know what you want to do. And he thought we wanted him to mix that album. And we actually decided to just do a full-on recording session with him, or at least start one. The plan was to do a full album with him, recording and mixing. But we did 3 songs, and we ran out of money real fast. So we released an EP. That was 2006. And then, you know, in 2007, we finally got around to recording a full-length album. And John wasn't first. We didn't know if we could do John again, but we ended up calling him and to see if he'd be interested in again. And of course,
yeah,
he was.
You know, for somebody like John Fausty to like your stuff and want to mix it, or we I can't even tell you how excited we were. You know, nervous to meet. I mean, working with the guys is total pleasure. You know, just somebody who really. Gosh, I mean, I keep calling it Salsa Boot Camp when we recorded. Uh-huh. We recorded because it was, it was really like hardcore. It was like, wow, okay. The guy was telling me he shut off the music and be like, hey, you want to sing along with the music now? Because I was so nervous in the studio, I was messing everything up. But, oh man, he's a great person, great, just a beautiful person to work and do music with, there's no question. And for us to work with him again is, it's awesome. We love him. We're just so excited. We recorded it and drove down to Florida, mixed it with John, and I was so excited during that session. That's when I drew this weird picture that's on the cover.
Ah, yes, yeah. That I've got covered up here on our station copy. Uh-huh.
There's a poster inside.
Right, exactly. But we're talking here with Marlee Simmons and Ray Alvarez of the band Biorhythmo. Their new album Bionico is just out, officially out this week, right? And we've been playing it here for a few weeks on WRIR. You just heard one track, and you'll hear another here in a couple of minutes. This is a real headphones kind of record, folks. I mean, there's nothing wrong with playing it at a party. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But you get a lot more out of it when you hear the full spatial dimension of it and all of this keyboards and sound effects stuff.
Yeah, that's what
woven into it. And it's woven in a really organic way, I think.
John Fausty was like, no, you got to listen to it on the earphones.
Is that what he said?
Yeah,
oh, good.
Listen on the earphones and then call me.
Good. Now you're making me sound like I'm smart. I like that.
No, it's true. It's true.
But really, I mean, just give it a listen. Or the alternative, for a lot of people is the car stereo, which is kind of like a big rolling set of headphones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you have a decent.
Yeah, inevitably, that's always the first way we always get to hear everything we've done. It's like we just run to the car and pop it in there, turn up the volume.
There's a lot of people like the guy who runs Nonsuch Records. I'm drawing a blank on it. Bob Hurwitz. He does all of his listening in the car. He lives in New York. And he, on like the weekends, he gets in his car, he takes the whole stack of demos that he has to listen to.
It's a great way to listen to
stuff,
man.
And he just drives all weekend.
Oh, that's great.
And that's how he decides like what he likes and what he wants to put out. So there you go.
That's awesome.
Hey, so why don't you guys pick the next song that we're going to play? Since I told you, Marlee, which songs I like the most. That was the first one, yeah.
No, I don't care.
That's not the answer I'm looking for.
No, I like them all, but you know what? Lisandra, the first one, I love that one. So I love them all, but why don't we do that one?
Yeah, let's do that. Why don't you tell us what the song is about and who Lisandra is or is supposed to be?
Oh, Lisandra.
Yeah, well, Lisandra is Gabo's cousin in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And she does exist.
Yeah, yeah. She's, and, I never got to meet her, but, I know Justin has excellent and exquisite taste, and he was very inspired by her beauty, to make a long story short.
Okay.
Yeah, and he just got inspired to write a song, simple as that. And as we all were, the trip to Puerto Rico was really just magical, it was really a big deal for us. And
this was a couple of years ago?
Yep, a couple of years ago.
And folks, if you're interested in this, there's a bunch of videos on YouTube. If you search for Bioritmo on YouTube, along with this workout studio in Brazil.
Oh yeah, Biorhythm.
You'll find a bunch of Biorhythmo videos, including some excerpts from this TV show that they were on, and it's really cool. And yeah, I've got one of them posted on the website today.
Oh, cool!
So you can go to www.wrir.org and click on that, and you'll see it. But anyway, so that was how you guys. That's how Lisandra became
that's
a subject.
That's how Lisandra came about. Yeah, and. You know, I definitely, like some of the other members of the band, you know, I'm a big fan of electronic music, and for me, I love the melodic sensibilities of, older house music, like deep house music. I really love that, and Marlise really came up with some beautiful melodies and stuff, and between those two, you know, and Justin has some great lyrical inspirations, you know, for me to draw on, and I think it's one of my favorites, definitely.
Okay, we got it queued up, and we're going to listen to Lisandra, track one from Bioritmo's new album, Bionico. You're listening to Global Agogo on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And let's just go right to the music.
For the
Lisandra.
Rest of us.
Yeah, radio for the rest of us. Thanks, man. Appreciate that.
Lisandra. Friday mornings, join me, Phil D, 6 to 8 a.m. on WRIR 97.3. Instead of that extra cup of coffee or tea, listen. After all, it's free and loud. Cheaper than a cup of Joe and twice as potent. Friday Breakfast Blend. Flail your Fridays. WRAR 97.3. Breakfast Blend, 6 to 8 a.m.
And you are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. And Global Agogo is sponsored in part by the generous founding underwriting support of the Modlin Center for the Arts at the University of Richmond. The Modlin Center welcomes the Reduced Shakespeare Company on September 18th and 19th with an election year special edition of The Complete History of America Abridged. All the historical context guaranteed to confuse any American voter. You can call the Modlin Center box office at 289-8980 or visit modlin.richmond.edu for tickets or information. And the Virginia Department of Transportation provides a variety of free map products for driving and trip planning. There's even a new official Bicycling in Virginia map featuring the Commonwealth's 838 miles of U.S. Bicycle Routes 1 and 76, the Virginia Capitol Trail, and numerous off-road mountain bike rides. You can order maps or view them online at www.virginiadot.org/travel/maps-default.asp. And if you want that read back to you, you can give us a call here in the studio, 804-649-9737, where I am here with Marley Simmons, Ray Alvarez from Bioritmo, and you just heard the very first track from their brand new album, Bionico, which is in stores now. That song is called Lisandra.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a beautiful song. I really like that.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it. And I love it.
Yeah.
It's great. I wasn't going to say this, but, you know, for Justin, you know, I want to say that there was no, you know, it was purely poetic and the whole thing, like, really aesthetic. There wasn't a, you know, I love it. I love it. And I love the middle part. Actually, our friend Melissa Christensen, you know, we had her record a few things. My idea was, you know, I'm having this conversation with I made up the whole story with Lisandra anyway, the lyric, you know, what happens in the song. But the whole idea of the conversation was for me to be like, oh, yeah, you know, I wanted to call you and see how you're doing, and I've been thinking about you. Meanwhile, she's going, who are you? You know, don't call here anymore.
And that's the female voice.
Well, that's a futility of it all, isn't it?
You know, that's thrown in there.
She plays Lisandra in this song.
Excellent.
Right.
Excellent. That just reminds me, there's a great poet named Philip Levine, and he gave a reading here in Richmond. Oh, this is probably 10 years ago. And he read among his other poems this one poem about incest, where he talks about himself and his sister. And after the reading, you know, somebody came up to him and, you know, was really empathetic and really wanted to relate to him on the subject. And he just looked at me and said, I don't even have a sister.
Right.
Man, this is art, man. This is not
sometimes when you want to worship beauty, you give it a name. Simple as that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, so Bionico, the new record, is out, and you guys run your own record label. In other words, you self-release your records. You guys book yourselves as well? You've got your own booking agency?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Yeah, he plays congas for us.
Yeah, right, exactly. this is the new world of music, where the artist does everything for themselves. I mean, how does that work for you guys?
I think it's awesome, you know. It opens more doors, you know, has more possibilities, right?
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes this time around.
Poor Marlise, we've been working so hard.
We tackled it, like, in 2003. We kind of like blindly decided to start a record label, Locator Records, and jumped into it with our 2004 release, self-titled Bioritmo, and it turned out to be a ton of work. So, well, this time around, we're doing it again, but we know more how to approach different things.
Of course, you guys had the opposite experience at one time, where you had a real record contract with a sort of a real record label. and live to tell the same tale that a lot of bands tell about
that,
which
is
it's easier to do it yourself.
We weren't around for that time, but
oh, okay, so neither of you guys were in it.
Right. Okay. I was absent for a while, and then Marlise joined the band.
After the days of the record label paying for everything.
Yeah, well, with your money.
Yeah, right. So I was there from 91 to 6, and then came back in 2002.
All the mature musicians that I know have, you know, learned this from the School of Hard Knocks, that the more stuff you do for yourself, the better off you are.
Yeah, it's a much more satisfying feeling, that's for sure. You get to do whatever you want.
Exactly.
You don't have to worry about anyone telling you what to do.
For me, creative control means everything. You know, it's like, what more could I want?
And record companies today, I mean, they're just financial organizations. All they're doing is lending you money. I mean, mm-hmm. and these guys, they're subcontracting out the same stuff that you guys are contracting out. Like, I saw that you are using a promotions agency for this project, Paper, Scissors.
Yes.
They're one of the best promotion agencies doing
and
world
the guy
music.
We're working with is so awesome. He's really cool.
Yeah, we're very honored to be working with him. Yeah.
Well, you know, the record companies are hiring those guys to do their projects, too. It's like, what do I need the record company for? I can just hire them myself.
Well, and it was funny because Dimitri just mentioned the other day in an email that more and more the past year he's noticed that his clientele is more independent artists versus 4 years ago when it was record labels. He threw down a list of names. He's like, such and such, and all these record labels, like, they're not working with me anymore. Most of my clientele is independent artists nowadays.
But his business continues to be relatively brisk.
Yeah, it's just that more and more people are just doing it on their own. In my opinion, what's becoming important now is taking the place of the record label is the distributor.
Oh, really?
And you're just kind of cut away the middleman as far as that goes. And the distributor is becoming more of a, the person, the organization with power, you know.
Now, have you signed with a distributor for this record yet?
We are working, of course, with a digital distributor.
Yeah.
Which one? A pretty big one. Well, we're working with IOTA Distribution, which is what we're working also through a company called Highwire Music, which is kind of helping us manage our label in a respect for dealing with the distribution, because I didn't feel comfortable just doing it on our own because there's so many little things that we're already dealing with that there's too much to attend to. So they're doing a great job. So I know they're hopefully getting us a feature on iTunes and all that stuff.
Oh,
so.
Great. But as for physical distribution, you're still working on that.
We're still working on it. We've had some people just kind of put us on hold. They haven't said no. I think they're waiting to see what kind of feedback we get. But we're all working with a small distributor out of New York that deals with Latin stores.
Oh, okay.
So, but that doesn't mean it'll be in stores across the nation. It'll be in more of the mom-and-pop stores, Latin specific.
Which is where a lot of this music is sold.
Yeah, so it's perfect for us, yeah.
And it's going to be at Discogga.com?
Oh, yeah. It will be eventually, yes.
And for those of you that don't know, that aren't salsa heads, that's the premier source of information, I think, about this kind of music on the internet. That's Descarga.com. The guy who runs it is, the stuff that they cover, the stuff that they review and have an inventory is really amazing.
Yes.
It just blows pretty much everybody else away. And one of the things that really got, I think, got you guys on the map for people is you got a rave review at Descarga.com on your last full-length record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're very happy with that. You know, it was extremely, he gave us a big star and recommended, and it was great. You know,
yeah,
it was
a
feeling.
Highly recommended or a very highly recommended or whatever.
Yeah, that's an extremely resourceful website. He has programs where you can download, order a box of CDs, and if you want to just delve yourself into salsa, it's extremely resourceful for that.
Yeah, and I highly recommend the reviews there. So anything that you look for a review that's been written by one of their reviewers, and they give you lots of information. These are the guys who are all real experts. John Child, Ned Sublette, whose music you've heard on this program, stuff like that. I certainly have learned a lot from using that. Another thing that happened to you guys business-wise that really got my attention was when you were on one of these Rough Guide compilations.
Oh, yeah.
How did that happen?
We didn't know.
Really?
No, well, I guess we did know, but then we didn't. We didn't know exactly what was happening, and then we found out it was a Rough Guide, and it was it's really interesting. We've actually been on about, I'd say, 7 different compilation albums all out of Europe.
Yeah.
all out of Europe. And our last album wasn't even
released. They have real good taste in Europe.
It wasn't even released in Europe, so, you know. I continuously find our album on different things, and some of them have actually contacted us. Some of them have paid. Most of them haven't. And that's the way it goes.
Did World Music Network pay you guys?
Yes, they did. Good. They did. Yes, they did.
Well, we got that record here at the station because they do radio distribution.
Okay.
We haven't done as much of it lately, but last year we got a ton of stuff from them, and that record showed up one day, and I was like, oh my gosh, look at this. Yeah. This is awesome.
That's how we found out.
It's also one of the best songs on the whole compilation, I think. It's,
thanks a lot.
Atrévete, right?
Atrévete was
that's probably our biggest hit right now.
Yeah. It was a big
until this stuff gets
and out. It's going to actually be on another pretty big label out of the UK called Freestyle Records. Is putting a compilation album for, and they're using Atrévete. We tried to get them to use one of the new albums, but it wasn't out yet, so they couldn't use it. So.
All right, let's play one more from the new record, and then we're going to get Rattan DJ up here. That's what you like to go by as a...
Rattan DJ, yes.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, so that's Ray Alvarez's
it's
alter
more like,
ego.
It's more like if a foreigner saying, you know, they say DJ afterwards.
Yeah, right.
So I like that sound better.
I went to Mali in West Africa, and they referred to them as DJs.
That's
DJ. DJ Kaluji. Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
I like that. It really rolls off the tongue even better, I think. Yeah. But anyway, okay, so now it's your turn. You can't get out of this. You're going to pick the next
song,
right. Marlies.
Oh, okay. Sure, let's do Seguirás Criticando. Then.
Okay, great. Let's play that. And why don't you tell a little bit about this song and the guy who wrote the first half of it.
Yeah, the first half of the song is an original song from album Bobby Valentin, who's an extremely famous salsa bassist who did a lot of composing and arranging.
And one of our favorites.
And one of our favorites. It's from his first album, 1964. He wrote the song Seguirás Criticando, and it's the first half of the song. The second half of the song came about at a rehearsal when we were just jamming, which we, you know, do every now and then, and ended up being a pretty cool jam, so we made a song out of it.
Mm-hmm. So, and Bobby Valentin, probably best known, it's certainly the stuff that he's that's been played the most on my show has been his Boogaloo material. Okay. But he's been active in salsa. He's still active.
Active. He put out an album out last year.
Mm-hmm. But so that means, you know, if you're active in that kind of music, you're playing whatever the popular thing is at whatever given time. And when Boogaloo was it, everybody played Boogaloo. I mean, Tito Puente played Boogaloo. Mm-hmm. Eddie Palmieri played Boogaloo, even though he didn't like it, or that's what he said.
Pop music was a whole different world back then.
That's
I suspect.
And Bobby Valentin wrote this famous. Infamously famous Boogaloo song about having bad breath.
Bad breath. That was an album after this one, yeah. It's really funny.
I love that. But anyway, this is the serious side of Bobby Valentin, a really accomplished composer and band leader.
Oh, yeah.
And let's check this out. Seguirás Criticando.
There you go.
I do my best.
You're doing good. You're
doing thank
great.
You. I appreciate that. from Bioritmo Bionico. Track 4 from the album, let's check it out right here on Global Agogo.
Pendiente del televisor a ver qué novela están dando.
Biorritmo and Seguidas Criticando from their brand new album Bionico here on Global Agogo, where we play music from around the world in the universal language of groove right here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us, and we are the toast of Richmond and the tower of low power. And I want to remind you that Global Agogo is available as a podcast as well as a live broadcast. Obviously, this is a live interview. You can certainly tell that. And we are making a recording of it, and it'll be available as a podcast sometime this weekend. You can find all the information about my podcasts, which have all of a sudden become really popular. I had like 50 people download one of my shows the other week, the one where I play all the songs about Obama. Anyway, but all of the information about that is available at www.globalagogo.com, and the host for the podcast is radioforall.net, which is a fabulous service, but you can access all of it through my website, www.globalagogo.com. And we want to thank our founding underwriter, the University of Richmond's Maudlin Center for the Arts, who helped make this program possible. The Maudlin Center welcomes family bluegrass band Cherry Holmes back to Richmond on September 21st. The Cherry Holmes sound consists of hard-driving instrumentals and dynamic vocal harmonies. You can get your tickets by calling 289-8980 or visiting maudlin.richmond.edu. And I'm in the studio with Ray Alvarez, Marlise Simmons of Biorritmo. And Marlise, let's make sure the people are aware of the record release event that you guys are doing.
Yeah, it's on October. Oh my gosh! September 20th at the Capitol Ale House downtown. www.capitalalehouse.com. You can find information, and you can RSVP for that event.
Oh, great!
Get a little discount.
And that's Saturday night.
Yes.
That's, so that's how you get your advance ticket price.
Yeah.
Okay. And No BS Brass Band,
yes,
opening.
No BS Brass Band. It will be there, as well as Soul Power DJs.
And yeah. So Troy and Perry?
Perry, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, it'll be great. It'll be a really, really great night. And we'll be selling our CDs for a discounted price for everyone coming to our party, that's for sure.
And you guys have heard Soul Power many times on WRIR as guests on Michael Murphy's Mellow Madness, one of our great shows on Sunday, 1 to 3 p.m. And what else do you want to tell people here?
I wanted to mention that our Congo player, who is also our booking agent, started a weekly event called World Groove Weekly.
Oh yeah, this is really important information, folks, because nobody has done anything quite like this in Richmond yet.
And it's a Wednesday night at Emilio's on Broad Street, and he's bringing in a lot of great bands from out of town and locally that are have an emphasis on different genres of world music. And it's a really great thing. It just started about a month ago. Most of the time also catch Ray DJing in between the sets. And you can check it out, worldgrooveweekly.com.
And there's a link on our website where you can find more information about it. Again, that's every Wednesday night now at Emilio's, which is right up the street from us here at WRIR. It's up on Broad Street at the corner of Meadow.
Yes, corner of Meadow and Broad.
Meadow and Broad.
And I also just wanted to mention we have our music being featured in an upcoming film, actually.
Oh, yeah. Now, this is how you make money as a band.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
it's a start.
It's surprising where you might think you're actually making money. For example, in the Rough Guide, they gave us some money, but it's really not that much. Anyways,
right.
For this movie, we're being featured in our music being featured in a local movie called Border Town, and the the release date is October 15th, which is a Wednesday at the Bird Theater. So we're really excited about that.
Great.
And that's it, I think. I'm probably forgetting a million things, but
all right, we're going to
start the music.
All right, we're going to get Ray up here to spin some vinyl. He's got the ones and twos hooked up, and so let's let it rip.
falar em saudade. Onde anda você? Onde andam seus olhos que a gente não vê? Onde anda esse corpo que me deixou morto de tanto prazer? E por falar em beleza, onde anda a canção que se ouvia na noite dos bares de então? Onde a gente ficava, onde a gente se amava em total solidão? Hoje eu saio na noite vazia, numa boemia sem razão de ser, na rotina dos bares que, apesar dos pesares, me trazem você. E por falar em paixão, em razão de viver, você bem que podia me aparecer nesses mesmos lugares, na noite, nos bares. Onde anda você? Por falar em beleza, onde anda a canção que se ouvia na noite dos bares de então? Onde a gente ficava, onde a gente se amava em total solidão? Hoje eu saio na noite vazia, numa boemia sem razão de ser, na rotina dos bares que, apesar dos pesares, me trazem você. E por falar em paixão, em razão de viver, você bem que podia me aparecer nesses mesmos lugares, na noite, nos bares. Onde anda você? Onde anda você?
Can get friends. together. And I'm so, so, so much calmer. I feel better.
To Rattan DJ, a.k.a. Ray Alvarez, spinning on the ones and twos here on Global Agogo. And Ray, why don't you tell folks a little bit about what you're playing here? It's a lot loungier than I expected.
Yeah, that's my thing, man. I'm all about the lounge. And I think that's a very important aesthetic in terms of Bayaritmo as well.
I think I totally am getting it now that you're playing it, because you do hear that in the record, and you hear it with the electronics. One of the things I thought of when I heard the electronics is, like, it sounds like Esquivel or like space age bachelor pad music, you know?
Yeah, I started off with a little bit of Greek music from a old National Geographic, you know, one of those old the music of so-and-so country, you know, kind of collections. And then I played Arturo Somoano, who's a very important Puerto Rican composer. And then I went to Brazil, played a little bit of Gaubi. And then I let Thomas Dolby have a little while there. You know, that's one of my favorite Thomas Dolby tracks, is I Scare Myself. And I just love the Latin flavor and the trombone. And, you know, for me, there's a lot of weight and strength and soft and lounge bassy, you know, mm-hmm. music. I love that kind of stuff. So,
and that's certainly the first time that Thomas Dolby has been played on this radio show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, I saw him recently. He was awesome.
Really?
He was great. Really communicative with the people, you know, just really, like, had great things to say, and I had a wonderful time. It was a very inspiring show for me.
And the guy whose music we're distracting from right now?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. This is Marvin, the great Marvin Santiago, which is, if I had to say one reason why Bajoritmo got started as a salsa band, it would be this guy right here. It's Marvin Santiago. Who, incidentally, sang for Boyo Valentin, the guy whose song we covered for many years. So, Marvin Santiago. And this is one of my favorites, and I can say as well for the band, one of the band's favorites. And this is about a sweetwater shark. You know, go back to your saltwater. What are you doing in my sweetwater pond kind of thing? So,
all right, and you're listening.
Good stuff.
And you're listening to Global Agogo here on 97.3 WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio. We are the Toast of Richmond and the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And we've got 14 minutes left in the program. I want to thank everybody for listening to us, and I especially want to thank Marlise Simmons and Ray Alvarez from Bajoritmo for joining us. Their new album, Bionico, is in stores now, and they'll be playing at the Capitol Ale House on September 20th. And so thanks, guys. Really appreciate you coming out, and thank everybody for listening. I'll be back in next week with a special program. I'm going to be playing 2 hours of the music of Mali to celebrate Mali National Day, or Malian Independence Day. So you've got that to look forward to. And until then, a tout à l'heure. Remember, Christian will be in with This Modern Beat in about 13 minutes, and you'll be hearing the mellow sounds of Rattan DJ Ray Alvarez through the rest of the program. Thanks again. I will see you guys next week. Limpiando.
Orula. Onina, pa' que le lance el yayabo. Santiago es mi nombre y cuando yo canto le pongo a gozar. Música que le divierte y que hace la pena muy pronto olvidar. Soy un sonero de pueblo y lo que yo siento lo expreso en mi voz. Y lo que digo lo siento y por eso les traigo aquí mi corazón.
Soy sonero y no cambio mi tambor.
No soy sonero, señores. Sonero de profesión.
Soy sonero y no cambio mi tambor.
Soy un cantante de pueblo y lo que canto lo expreso, miren mi voz.
Soy sonero y no cambio mi tambor.
Sonero, sonerito del cielo, me envía su bendición.
Soy sonero y no cambio mi tambor.
Vente ya, llavo, mi rumba ya comenzó.
Soy sonero y no cambio mi tambor.
Pueblo querido, mi sabor aquí llegó.
Soy sonero y no cambio mi tambor.
Yo le canto a toda la gente, pues esa es mi profesión.
Soy sonero y no cambio mi tambor.
Al gran Dios de las alturas, la gracia mira le doy.
Soy sonero y no cambio mi tambor.
Desde arriba están mirando, pues me dieron ese don.
Soy sonero y no cambio mi tambor.
A mis amigos de las Américas les saludo con amor.